Governor Jerry Brown has declared a state of emergency in four counties. A pair of wildfires burning in the northern part of the state have been called some of the fastest growing that firefighters have seen in decades. Here's Governor Brown today.
These are serious fires. People have been killed. Hundreds of structures, more than that actually, have been destroyed. More to come. We don't predict because fire is indeterminate. We don't know what happens until it actually starts burning.
The fires have burned over 120,000 acres, as we heard the governor there. Hundreds of buildings or homes destroyed, and at least one person has been killed. Joining us now is Danielle Venton, a reporter with Here and Now contributor KQED. She was at one of the fire evacuation centers in Napa County until midnight last night. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, Peter.
And people at that evacuation center must have been desperate to learn anything they could. Describe the scene for me.
Yes, yeah, so I was at the Napa County Fairgrounds in the city of Calistoga, which is one of the evacuation centers, and it was a busy place all day yesterday. You know, all afternoon and throughout the evening, there were cars and trucks pouring in, some with people fleeing their homes, some with donations of food, clothing, and tents and supplies. When I first arrived, I was greeted by two trainees of the local fire department, and they were using their day off of school to set up tents for people coming in. There are many people staying in camper trailers and RVs, people sitting on the lawns. People obviously were very anxious about the state of their homes and their property. People tried to get out animals as best they could, but I heard reports of people setting the garden gate open and letting their animals go because they weren't able to take them with them.
Was there one story that stood out to you as particularly poignant?
I spoke to a brother and sister who they'd seen smoke from the fire break out, but it didn't seem that bad to them. So they said that they went into town, got a little food, and they came back and they were just surrounded by flames. They have horses and many of their friends in the neighborhood have horses. And they said that they immediately began helping their friends get their horses out. And then in the end saved her horse. And she was there petting her animal. But she wasn't able to save anything else because the priority was helping her friends and get her animal out.
It's a reminder that as terrible and tragic as these fires are, people tend to come together and form a community, especially in that part of the state where you are, which I imagine is a more a rural part of the state.
That's true. This is a tight-knit community, and so many people said that the community had been recreated there at the fairgrounds, so they knew all the people around them. They were surrounded by their neighbors, and many people were really upset. I saw people in tears. One woman very kindly said that she was too disturbed to, she was too upset about losing her home to speak to me. But I would say that overall, the mood wasn't necessarily dour. I saw kids playing football and soccer. Some evacuees brought their instruments out and were jamming under the trees. And many people just said again and again how grateful they were to have escaped and how grateful they were to the people of Calistoga and the Red Cross for taking care of them at this time.
Wind gusts from this fire reaching 30 miles per hour yesterday. This causes embers to shower down on the homes, and it helps these fires expand. Here's an evacuee talking to CNN about watching the fire from his house.
Within 15 minutes, it was sitting in the backyard above those trees. And these trees were all on fire when I left. And it came up in minutes.
Danielle, fire experts say this may be one of the fastest moving fires that they've ever seen. It goes from 50 acres to more than 50,000 acres or more overnight. How bad is the damage that we've seen on the ground?
One man I spoke to said the flames seemed just hundreds of feet high. And many of the areas that burned are wooded, and things are extremely dry with the drought now. So the fire was able to move just astonishingly quickly. It took everyone by surprise.
Danielle Venton, covering the fires in Northern California for KQED. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Peter.